Excellency, discussing delegates, we align ourselves with the statement by the group of G77 and China and the APG. Indonesia would like to thank the Secretary General for her introductory remarks, Director Division of Technology and Logistics ANTET for her presentation of the report, and the excellent panelists. We commend that report as it provides crucial insight into the rapidly evolving landscape of the digital economy and highlights the critical intersection of technology, sustainability, and inclusivity. The focus on inclusive digital future is particularly important for Indonesia. We work to harness the potential of digital economy as a new driver for economic growth and to alleviate poverty while noting the needs of addressing environmental impact. We recognize the importance of fostering digital innovation in a way that supports sustainable development goals and creates opportunity for all members of society. Therefore, multi-sector coordinating is needed in the digital economy, environment, and energy. We note that some parts of the report highlight the importance of Indonesia as a major exporter of mineral, which is critical in developing digitalization. In this case, Indonesia remains committed to promoting sustainable and responsible digital practice by implementing policy that prioritizes digital inclusion, support green technology, and encourage ethical digital behavior. Indonesia has taken concrete steps to ensure sustainability in our resource-driven sector by strengthening environmental regulation for mining operation, encouraging the adoption of sustainable mining practice, including the use of cleaner technology and methods to reduce water and energy consumption, minimize waste, and prevent pollution. Encouraging companies to contribute to community and development, invest in technology that enhance the efficiency of mineral processing, reduce environmental impact, and support the production of high-value products. However, the report also notes that the mostly impacted by the environmental issue are not those benefiting the most from digital transformation. On this note, we trust that ANTET will continue to play a key role in facilitating discussion, offering policy recommendation, and providing technical cooperation to its member country in this important area. On this opportunity, I would like to convey that we look forward to working with ANTET on its threat readiness to embrace the benefit of digital transformation. Thank you, Mr. President.